Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial Representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Albion Fire Department was called to a pickup truck fire around 1:30 Friday afternoon at the Butch Morris residence. Morris had driven home, parked, and went inside, only to come out and find the truck engulfed in flames. The truck was considered a total loss. We'll have more news following this break.
As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up. It's the start of another school year, which means taking stock of your kids' growth. Do they need bigger clothes, bigger backpacks, bigger internet speeds? Internet usage expands from grade to grade. Help equip them for success with the speed they need. Call Wabash at 665-3311 to sign up for Wabash's internet. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Some restrictions may apply. Contact us for details.
The state of Illinois has issued checks to more than 900 workers to cover back pay. In all, about 24,000 workers are owed payment dating back to 2011. State lawmakers reportedly included $63 million in Illinois' current budget to take care of the back wages, which were described as the state's oldest outstanding bill. Both parties supported the money's inclusion. Comptroller Susan Mendoza said the checks were issued to Department of Public Health workers. She said the department is the first state agency to issue vouchers to her office, enabling the money to be paid. The Fairfield Ministerial Alliance, the Chamber of Commerce, and the First United Methodist Church will be having a school supply event from 8 a.m. until noon today. Students are supplied with a backpack and supplies as part of the giveaway. Last year, over 300 students benefited from that effort. Kitty College in Fairfield will be conducting 3- to 5-year-old screenings. That's coming up Tuesday, September 11th, starting at 9 a.m. For children 3 to 5 years old who are not kindergarten eligible, screenings will be done by WOBSED. The roundup consists of a screening to check each child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. The screenings will give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing at this age prior to starting school. The screening program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback on how their child is developing. Parents whose children are in attendance at Kitty College need not be present for the screening. All parents are welcome. The screening procedure takes about 45 minutes. If you wish to schedule an appointment to attend the screening or would like more information, you can call Angie Lane at 847-7102. There are limited slots available. Sisney Middle School and Sisney High School have scheduled their open house for later this month on Wednesday, August 29th from 5 to 6 p.m. Cookies and punch will be served at each school. Sisney Middle School Support Group AAA will have information about the upcoming year and how to become a member of the association. AAA will be giving away a gift card from Sisney Key Market and Village Florists and Gifts. Plan to stop by the information table and sign up for the drawings. Register to win a basket giveaway valued at $500 donated by Paragon, Sisney Middle School's fundraiser company. Sisney High School students will receive homework passes if two adult family members come to the high school's open house. The staff at each school looks forward to the public touring the buildings, visiting with others, and viewing the schools. Mount Airy and Johnsonville schools have scheduled their open house on Tuesday, August 28th. That will be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Mount Airy and 5 to 6 p.m. at Johnsonville. A meal will be served at each school during the open house. The Mount Airy Nazarene Church and the Blue Point Baptist Church will provide the food at the schools. The public's invited to attend, enjoy the meal, visit with others, and view the schools. Again, that's set for Tuesday, August 28th. The Wayne County 4-H Foundation Pork Chop Dinner is set for this weekend at the First United Methodist Church. The event will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Wayne County Extension Office at Frontier Community College or from a 4-H member. The Albion House of Prayer and the American Red Cross will be hosting a blood drive in the gymnasium. That's coming up Monday from noon to 6 p.m. The House of Prayer is located at 230 North 5th Street in Albion. The drive will be sponsored by Sheila Schnepper, Edwards County Supervisor of Assessment. And the 99th Annual Bone Gap Chowder is coming up next Saturday, August 11th, at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Those attending, encouraged to bring their lawn chairs and spend the day. Events that day include a garden tractor pull starting at 9 a.m., kid tractor and train rides by Kenny Mavis, and a giant inflatable slide available to the kids. Craft fair and vendors are being sought. You can contact Debbie Glover at 618-446-3302. Serving of the chowder will begin at 4 p.m. next Saturday. You are asked to refrain from bringing glass containers for the bulk chowder. At noon, steak burgers, hot dogs, soda pop, and water will be for sale. And after 4 p.m., pie, lemonade, and iced tea will be added. The Bone Gap Chowder is a community effort, public invited. Again, that's next Saturday, August 11th. We'll take a look at area obituaries following this break.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
In local and area deaths, 91-year-old Russell Dale Kittle died Wednesday at John Knox Village in Pompano Beach, Florida. He graduated from Wayne City High School, Southern Illinois University, received a master's degree from the University of Florida, and a Ph.D. from Ohio State University. Surviving are brother Lewis Kittle and two sisters, Fran Schaefer and June Lepsky. He's also survived by sister-in-law June Kittle and many nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Russell Dale Kittle will be held at the Wayne City United Methodist Church at 4 p.m. Sunday, August 26. Memorials can be made to the Wayne City United Methodist Church. 70-year-old Crossville resident Gina Gail Yates died Wednesday at her home. She had worked for many years as a secretary bookkeeper and was a member of the former Phillipstown Methodist Church. Surviving are son Kevin Sturm of Crossville, a stepson Michael Yates of Golconda, a daughter Tina Yates of Louisville, Kentucky, a stepdaughter Zanata Farmer of Harrisburg, a brother Mike Sturm of Willits, California, a sister Linda Hill of Fairfield, 20 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral for Gina Yates will be held Sunday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. Visitation will be at 1 p.m. and the funeral at 3. Burial will be in Phillipstown Cemetery in Phillipstown. Memorials can be made to the Crossville Raritan Club and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel, which is in charge of the arrangements. Memorial services have been announced for Joyce A. Hutchinson, who passed away Sunday, July 22nd. Visitation will be held today from 5 p.m. until the time of service at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorial services are scheduled for 6 p.m. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. That's Check of News. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Here is a look at the weather forecast. Today, sunny skies, going to be hot and humid, high of 91. Tonight, fair skies with a low of 69. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 91. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 91. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and mostly cloudy. Will be cooler, high of 85. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 83. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 84. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 91. Our low this morning was 66. And no rain out there in the rain gauge, bone dry at this point, and currently in Fairfield underneath. We'll say sunny skies, gorgeous morning out here in Fairfield in southern Illinois. It is 70. Our website is wfiwradio.com.